Mike, good evening.
Hi.
I was on the 97 bus directly behind the bus that collided with the unicyclist. I was on the top level, and I was just playing with my mobile phone, and all of a sudden I heard an almighty scream, and I looked up, and I see a group of people gathered around this bus. And after a couple of seconds, I realised that something quite serious had happened. So I made my way down from the top deck of the bus, spoke to the driver. I said, look, I'm a first aider. Is there any chance you could let me off? He let me off, and I went running over. By that time, there was a group of probably about 20 to 30 people who was attempting to lift this bus up. And there was a few that was gathered around on their mobile phones actually recording what happened. I made my way over and started lifting the bus along with the rest of the guys. And I started shouting at some of the guys, listen, more people that can help, the better. So put your phones down and help out. And then there was just an almighty siege of people that just came over and just started to help out. And it was really amazing to see, because Walthamstow is quite a diverse community, and they had everyone there from every race that was possible. There was black guys, Asian guys, white guys, all coming together to try and help this poor guy. And it was quite a horrendous scene, because you had people screaming at the bus driver, you had people turning away and walking away, covering their faces, because it was obviously a horrible scene. And it was amazing, because it was just, like I said, I mean, Walthamstow is quite a diverse area.
Yeah. I used to live there. I know it well.
Yeah, and it was just amazing to see how everyone just sort of came together. And I just pray to God that the guy's okay. I mean, when I left the scene yesterday, he looked pretty bad. So,
How long did... I mean, you say everyone lifted the bus. I mean, was it sort of like one heave and someone pulled him out? No, how did it work?
Do you know what it was? It was almost like it was a group of guys, and they were sort of encouraging everyone to go. And there was all I can just remember was people saying, come on, one more. And there was people that couldn't even get close to the bus who were just cheering people on to try and help out. And I just remember it was almost like a rocking horse at one point. It was going from one side to the other. And we raised it literally a couple of, well, it seemed like a couple of inches to me, but it seemed like enough. And then someone sort of managed to drag this guy's leg out.
Yeah.
And it was quite a horrible scene when he came out. But it was almost like a relief when he came out as well, because, like I said, the bus driver was getting signals to go forward. I think at one point he made an attempt to go forward, which I think made the situation, you know, not as easy what it could have been. So, yeah, I mean, my heart went out to the bus driver as well. It must have been horrendous for him. I spoke to him briefly afterwards, and he was shaking as well. So, yeah, it was. No one really knew what to do. We didn't know if we were making the situation worse. We didn't make the situation, you know, better. But I think everyone just sort of was spontaneous and thought, you know, let's try and help this poor guy.
So, how long did it take for an ambulance to get there?
So it seemed ages. It seemed like hours. But I remember I was being on my phone at the time, and then I went and looked back at my phone. Literally, it must have been about 10 minutes, I think it was. But it seemed a long time at the time.
And presumably, you said you were a first aider. Were there people trying to help the guy?
There was a few people. There was a young lady there who was talking to the guy, and she was giving him a bit of first aid treatment. But to be honest with you, the damage done to his leg was. It was pretty bad. I mean, I don't really want to go into sort of too much detail, because it's all the time where people are eating their food, but it was pretty bad at one point. But it was just, for me, it was frustrating and annoying to see people recording and see people taking photographs rather than helping. You know? I mentioned that to a few of the guys there, and it's like, I understand that we're in a damn age of social media and everyone wants to take photographs and upload pictures and things like that, but you know, let's try and...
Well, I mean, I heard James O'Brien this morning do a phone in on sort of people sort of rubbernecking at car accidents, and I suppose that there is a bit of that. But on the other hand, I mean, what I don't know where we got the video from of this that's on the website, but if people hadn't done that, I mean, it was a heroic act that I think everyone, as you say, the community came together and helped.
It was. I mean, there were some people from a distance taking videos, and I think that's probably the video you're referring to, as a young lady up on a bell. Taking video, so that's fine. But when people are coming sort of like within a couple of feet and then putting the phone in the guy's face, now that was a bit uncalled for. But like I said earlier, it was nothing like I've seen ever before, because I've worked in security all my life, and I've been involved in a number of sort of things like that, and I've never seen the community, or I've never seen a group of people actually rush over and to try and help. So usually people sort of say, it's not my business, and I'm turning the sort of like turning away from it. But it's the first time I've actually seen it. It's a credit to the people of Walthamstow, and It was really amazing.
Well, credit for you for stepping in as well and doing your bit, because I think we'd all like to think we would do that in those circumstances, but until you're confronted with it, you just don't know. And well done everybody else who helped you lift the bus off this poor man.